Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Time once again to check some facts on the issues bubbling up as a result of the referendum campaign. Today we're going to talk about abortion pills and their use in Ireland. Editor of the Journal.ie, Susan Daly, is with us once again. Good afternoon, Susan.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, I suppose we should start by saying this is illegal. And always has been.
Yes, within this jurisdiction, procuring and taking an abortion pill with the intent of terminating a pregnancy is currently illegal. Mm. Absolutely. And so I think as well, the idea of abortion pills, even having this conversation, I think I had to educate myself on the fact of abortion pills, how frequently they're used and so on. And of the questions that we have coming in from readers, it's popped up quite a bit. It seems like we've had a very set understanding about what an abortion or termination might be. Mm. But of course, the world of the internet has opened us up to many possibilities. And abortion pills have been much more common than I would have thought, actually, in terms of estimated use among Irish women seeking terminations here.
Yeah. And even if... women who go to the UK for abortions, mm-hmm. is it the case in the majority of cases, if it's within the 12 weeks?
They can be prescribed, yeah. So within the UK, they pretty much have a 10-week cut-off point. Sort of here, they're talking about 10 to 12 weeks. That's generally the situation. So there was one fact that I've heard repeated a few times, I think, in debates recently. It's worth clearing up here about in the UK, and always with the health warning about UK statistics, it's not the same regime there that is being proposed in the draft legislation. Mm. But in that, most abortions are taking place before first trimester. And the claim that keeps surfacing is that 84% of UK abortions at 12 weeks are surgical, not pills. That's true, but actually misleading, because it is literally that percentage at the 12th week, where if you listen to my 10 to 12 week, everything in the 12 weeks, including that 12th week, 65% are medical in the UK.
Meaning
so that's
pill.
Pills.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's the medical name for these pills? And I'll leave it up to you to pronounce them.
Thanks for that, Sean. I am neither a pharmacist, nor do I have a medical qualification, but I'll have a stab at it. So medical abortion involves taking two pills, okay? One contains the active ingredient mifepristone. Mifepristone, M-I-F-E-P-R-I-S-T-O-N-E, and misoprostol.
Right.
The first pill disrupts pregnancy and the second causes the uterus to contract, and that expels the contents in a similar way to miscarriage, because I think that's something else that people don't know, because, you know, we've talked previously about, I suppose, morning after pills, an entirely different thing. Mm. And in terms of what that causes, this actually essentially brings on a miscarriage. And that's where people taking them unregulated, and also, and we can talk about the access and where you get them from, or where people have been getting them from, is not knowing exactly what you're buying online.
Yeah.
How that is the unsafe part of it. And then if there is a side effect, which there absolutely can be, like taking anything, but particularly something like this, that people, if they don't feel, they can go for medical help. So that's where a lot of the difficulty comes in. So in terms of the numbers of people who are accessing it, it has to be an estimate we're talking about here, because it is illegal and therefore unrecorded. So there's a combination, a figure sort of gotten to. Now, Simon Harris and the Department of Health have said their estimate is around 3 women a day in Ireland taking abortion pills. That's in the Republic. That'd be about 1,100 a year. And that's sort of on the lower end of the estimates. And then the estimate can go up to 1,800 a year, 5 a day, based on requests to telemedicine websites. There was a study conducted on women in Northern Ireland and the Republic. There's also been a number of seizures by Revenue and Customs on abortion pills, and the number of pills ordered by online providers who provide those figures. So those three things come together to give us some sort of estimate on it.
Okay.
So we are talking about that many, and that's how many are being requested and are, I suppose, arriving here. In terms of then how many people are actually going through and taking them, I suppose that's something we can't really know, except for very small studies that have happened. Those are self-selecting because you're asking women to come forward.
Mm.
But we are talking above 1,000 anyway a year.
Right, okay. But just because somebody ordered the pill doesn't mean that then when it arrived they decided to take the pill.
Exactly, yeah.
What kind of places are these being are these pills being sourced from?
Okay, so there are, I mean, recognising that this is an issue and this is where there's a lot of unsafe practice coming in, we've had non-profit websites like Women on Web and they will help order and source those from what they believe to be reputable and safe sources. They ask for a donation of somewhere between 70 and 90 quid, but it's whatever the woman can afford.
Okay.
But obviously, it's like the access to online has grown and grown and grown in Ireland, notwithstanding our crap broadband rollout. And so therefore, women are also just literally Googling. So not all women are able to go through or are aware of something like that that's out there. So there has been a lot of unregulated sites, and that's where the safety issue obviously will come in. And again, these are not as active ingredients. These are not outlawed, we'll say, by the US Health Department as medicines, but it is about knowing the composition of the pill that you're actually taking.
Yeah.
So,
because and that applies for any drug that can be bought online.
Yeah.
And I assume because outside these figures, it seems that women could be buying these pills anywhere, but we just don't know.
We just don't know about it. And that's based on seizures as well, which is obviously not everything that's contraband or without duties paid that comes into the state is caught, like as good a job as they're doing, you know. So I'm mentioning there was a survey of 1,000 women on the island of Ireland. So we'll say that's Northern Ireland and the Republic who bought abortion pills online. And 10% of those reported experiencing side effects after taking the medicine. So in that group, 0.7% required a blood transfusion, 2.6% required antibiotics, and overall 9.3% experienced symptoms potentially requiring medical attention. There were no deaths that we know of.
Right.
I mean, to be honest, we probably would know because we'd have an autopsy and so on at this stage. And then there's the matter of prosecution. As you said, they are illegal and they do carry a 14-year penalty. At the moment, nobody in Ireland has been prosecuted either for helping procure or indeed taking them. Leo Varadkar actually kind of, he was canvassing earlier this week. As we know, he's canvassing for a yes vote. He said now that it's a matter of time before a woman is prosecuted in the Republic. Mm. Not entirely sure what he's basing on that because that this has been here. But it is true that this exists as legislation currently and it would be gotten rid of on if a yes vote went through. Mm. That wouldn't be any more illegal. But in Northern Ireland,
for the last 10 years, 6,000 abortion pills have been seized.
Yes.
No one's been prosecuted
so
for
far.
That.
Yeah, exactly. It's just it has put it under the spotlight. And in Northern Ireland, there is a woman currently being prosecuted for helping her 15-year-old daughter to procure pills.
Really?
So within the island of Ireland, this is not unknown. And we saw a case in 2016 as well where a woman was reported to authorities by her flatmates for procuring them.
Is there any evidence one way or the other that it's the rate is going up, going down, remaining the same?
Again, it's just really, really hard to know. There is there's a theory, and again, we can't really deal in theories, but because the access to information is there, that it could rise. But then, if they're available legally here, I suppose that'll be a different matter. It'd be really hard to project what that would mean because on one level you have, okay, the access is you can go to your GP. Presuming your GP is not going to exercise what Simon Harris has been talking about and allowing conscientious objection. But it would make it that bit easier. But would that on the flip side mean that some people felt like I won't order them necessarily because I know it's there as an option? You know, so we can't really tell what impact that might have in terms of people procuring them.
Yeah, but I mean, but this is pretty much what you've run us through is all we can know, and there's a lot of unknowns around.
That's
this
right.
As
and
well.
As you said, and you really properly pointed out, people are procuring them in a legal way by going to the UK, which is not outlawed, to travel in order to procure a termination before 12 weeks. And some of those people would be using abortion pills in that way under medical supervision.
Okay, Susan Daly from thejournal.ie. Thanks a million for coming in. So we're going to take a break after that farming.
Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.